Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are from Perseverance Theater. Welcome, James Sullivan and Donnie Gott.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks for being here so much. So the 2018-2019 season is just about wrapped. A few more performances of Underpants. How's everybody feeling over there?
That's great. It's going great. It's a wonderful close of season. You know, in the past year, sometimes we finished earlier in May. This has been a great run to have this kind of extended into June, having a lot of fun with that. The Underpants is a zany farce written by the king of zaniness, Steve Martin. You can't get any crazier than him, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a bright, kind of silly, at the same time, kind of farce that's silly, a little sexy, and just a lot of fun. And yeah, it's just going on for one more week. We got the last week. It closes Sunday, so we got performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7:30. And then our last one is Sunday at 4 o'clock, and then the season as we know it for the 2019-2020 or the 2018-2019 season.
Already thinking ahead.
So I am. That's my job. Yeah. But yeah, last week for the Underpants. Don't miss it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you also have some other end of season activities going on. The raffles, big deal.
That's right. If you don't get your ticket, you won't win. But we have our big travel raffle that is also closing at the end of this week. We're actually going to have our drawing on Tuesday, the 18th. We're going to do it at the Island Pub at dinner time, somewhere around 7 o'clock. Will be the drawing for our travel raffle. So if you're dropping by the Island Pub anytime that day on Monday, come on in for lunch and have yourself a nice lunch and maybe buy a ticket. We'll be there and we'll be selling tickets to the very end. It's a great event. There's over 20 prizes all across the state of Alaska and elsewhere. The grand prize is $2,000 and two round trip tickets to anywhere Alaska Air flies. Anywhere you want to go, you can go there. But I guarantee if you don't buy a ticket, you won't win. So get over there and buy it. This is the last week.
All right. Thanks, James. And you don't have to be present to win.
No,
from
you
what
don't.
I understand.
No.
It would be more fun if you were. But
we'll be videotaping, so you'll know. We'll call your name out, and you'll say, the winner is...
Shelley
we'll let
Delaney.
You know. Yeah.
All right. Just crossing my fingers. So which production did you enjoy the most over this past season?
Oh, for me, it's easy. I mean, I had the most fun with Guys and Dolls.
Of course.
Come on.
How about you, Donnie? Did you see most of what they had this year?
I have to echo James. Guys and Dolls, hands down, was the most fun that I had this year.
It was a good one. And which ones are you looking forward to for next season?
We have a great season lined up. And I'm excited that we'll start the season off with a new original play. By Vera Bedard. She wrote a play a few years ago. Yes, we're very excited. It's called Devilfish, and it's kind of a Tlingit origin story, a young girl. I don't want to give away too much, but it's very exciting, and that will be our line for the beginning. Then we have a two-hander, an interesting kind of comedy melodrama, an older couple dealing with the issues of life at the end of their cycle. It's called With. Yeah, it's really, really a touching piece. Then we'll change gears. We're going to do the big iconic drama, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You've probably heard of that one. And then we'll end the season next year in the spring with the Tony Award-winning musical Fun Home. That came out a few years ago and was made a big splash in New York City. And we're excited to have a chance to do it here.
And you're doing Christmas Carol this year as well?
That one will be part of the Anchorage subscription for the whole for both cities. One, you know, we're not doing Fun Home in Anchorage, kind of a trade-off. We'll get the big musical here. They'll get the Christmas Carol there.
Gotcha.
But we'll do that at Christmas time.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Well, it's way too early to talk about Christmas. We've got the whole summer stretching
That's
ahead
right.
of us.
But
you
we
guys
are selling
are
those subscriptions right now. So the early bird subscription period, I'll get that out. We're still selling them through June 30th. And, of course, we'll sell subscriptions all through the summer. But make sure you get there before June 30th. Give me a call at the box office or go online and take care of that. That's the best pricing, the best deal for next season. And it's a going to be a great season.
All right. Well, thanks for that recap, James. As I mentioned, it's summer now, and one of the things that you both came to talk about today is STAR. What is STAR?
STAR is the Summer Theater Arts Rendezvous. The program has been around for about 40 years. It started out as an adult program and is sort of and has evolved into a program that serves children ages 10 through 18, although this year the format has been switched up, so it will serve children, it looks like, ages 5 through 18. There are four flexible modules ranging in length from 1 day to 3 weeks, and in those 3 weeks they will do an intensive and they will put together full-on shows that will be performed on the main stage, and then the bookending weeks of the program, classes will be available for just week-long, in week-long segments.
That's nice. It's kind of chunked up to make it a little bit more accessible.
Yeah, yeah.
And, less of a time commitment.
Less of a time commitment. There are all sorts of other activities for kids to do here and all over Southeast Alaska in the summertime, and people want to go on vacation. And if the weather's nice, they want to be able to go outside and not get scolded for missing rehearsal because they wanted to go camping, mm-hmm. and you know, because these are kids and they want to have a summer. So they've changed things up. I'll just go into it.
Sure.
That's okay with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, go into
the
it.
The first week is the STAR prologue. Julie Copens is heading this program this year, and she's the brain behind everything that's happening with STAR this year. And all classes run Monday through Friday. Tuition is $200 for the week. Scholarships are still available for many of these classes. You can contact Julie, and she'll let you know. P.T. Pee-wee's is a creative drama class for 5 to 7 year olds, and that runs 9:30 to noon in the Phoenix. And then one which may be full but may still have space, call and find out, is Pillow Fight, which is a safe stage combat basics class for 10-year-olds and up. It's from 9:30 a.m. to noon on the main stage. The next offering is P.T. Next Level Theater Games and More for ages 7 to 11, 1 to 4 p.m. on the main stage. And then the last offering for that first week is Teen Scene, which is the one class that I'll be teaching this year, is an acting intensive for ages 12 and up. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. It's in the Phoenix, and we'll just be exploring scene work and what it means to sit down and get into the meat of a scene and talk about that. And we'll be working most likely with the greatest teen drama of all time, Romeo and Juliet. Then starts STAR Core, which is the three-week intensive. There are two shows that will be running in rep, I believe. One is Bloody Blackbeard, and that is a musical that will be directed by Julie Copens, and Rick Trostel will be the music director for that. He's amazing with kids, and Julie is also amazing. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. She's super excited about it.
Is it gory? Is it violent?
Well, it's got pirates. Come on.
Right,
it's got
right,
a little
right.
bit.
Bloody Blackbeard. That sounds scary.
I don't know that there will be, you know, blood on stage, because that's, I don't think,
kids?
Ever a good idea.
Kids, but
but that is a, and then the Shakespeare offering for that will be Pericles, which has been adapted by Julie Copens. It will be directed by Frank Delaney.
Yes.
And with assistant director Lily Odenkirk, who's a very talented young actress here in town. And the tuition for that three-week chunk is $5.50 for the 3 weeks. It's an all-day adventure. So you go in at 9:30 a.m. and you work until 5 p.m. And it will include everything from, you know, scene work to physical work, you know, snack time. It'll be a lot of fun. We get outside as much as we can and work outdoors, so you don't have to. If it's a sunny day, we'll still get out there and in the weather and have
That's
a good
nice.
Time. And it should be a lot of fun. Anything you want to add about that? Add to that?
No, it's a great opportunity for because the one complaint we've had from other parents over the years is that, you know, they just can't commit to a big 4 week for their kid to do a full show. So, you know, the half parents are, if they're like me, they're like, what am I going to do with my kid next week? Because I'm still wondering. You know, check out the website at ptalaska.org and just see all the different offerings, because there are a bunch of different classes.
Yeah.
The prologue and the 3 week intensive is a lot of fun, and I love watching these kids kind of take off and put these shows together. It's really great.
And just to be clear, the 3 week intensive will culminate in a performance of a full length show. So it'll be everything that we've done in the past, just condensed in time-wise. And then there's the Star Finale, which is July 22nd through the 26th, which is another week-long offering. You've got the P.T. Pee-wees again, that creative drama for 5 to 7-year-olds from 9:30 to noon in the Phoenix. You've got P.T. Next Level again, theater games and more, ages 7 through 11, 1 to 4 p.m. in the Phoenix. And it looks like that's it for the offerings, which actually, that's it. That's all. That encompasses all things. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and it will involve a lot of different ages, which hasn't happened before, and it will allow parents and kids for more flexibility in their summer schedules.
Great experience for budding thespians. And there's, in case you weren't taking notes and didn't get all those details,
yes,
there's a website with everything that Donnie just went through, ptalaska.org/star program. And I found that to be really like well organized, and all the info you need is there, including
Definitely.
How to sign up and get and scholarship information too.
And it's a fantastic program. This will be my 9th year working with STAR, and I have watched so many young people start out when they're quite young and stay for the whole thing, and then once they age out of STAR, they start working at Perseverance Theater or at other theater organizations in town. And my own daughter has, you know, come with me to rehearsals when she was too young, and then the first thing she wanted to do in the summertime was be in STAR. So I highly recommend it.
That's fantastic. Well, Donnie and James, thanks so much for being here today and telling me all about STAR at Perseverance Theater. Is there anything you want to add?
No, just if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call the box office. I'm usually on the phone there, and I'm relatively pleasant. So give me a call if you have any questions.
All right. Well, thank you both so much. And thanks for doing what you do. STAR sounds like a great experience for the kiddos.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.